Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 30, 15, and 16. The horse-leech hath two daughters crying, "Give, give!" There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things say not it is enough: the grave, and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not it is enough. A wise man, paying attention to God's creation, learns things directly from the designer and creator of all. God is the unceasing teacher of man, and men can find in his works lessons by which they can live happy and useful lives. God intends for us to be observant of the lessons he gives in the natural order of things. He intends for these observations to lead us to honor and to esteem him. And for those who pay attention to those lessons, we may even go to the leech to be taught. The horse leech is a large leech that attaches itself to a horse's mouth and nasal passages while the horse is drinking. Sight, provided by as many as 10 pair of eyes, is almost its only organ of sense. A leech is equipped to suck blood from its victim through a tiny disc at its head end. At its hind end, there is a larger disc used for holding on the object whose blood is being sucked. So in a sense, the head end, the blood-sucking end, is saying by its action, "Give blood or else." And likewise, the hind end is saying by its ever-so-tight hold on the object being sucked, "Give blood or else." Its hold on both ends guarantee that blood is given. The leech literally contributes to sucking out the life of the one on whom he is attached. Does not the Bible say that the life of the flesh is in the blood? The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, "Give, give." They continue to cry, never satisfied. Never enough blood is given, more is always desired. The supply of blood only increases the desire for more blood. The hind daughter, working together in unity of purpose, keeps holding so that the head daughter of the leech can keep sucking. The leech is designed and guaranteed to get blood, but the two daughters are never satisfied. The hind daughter's hold gets stronger as blood enters the head daughter. The more blood entering the leech, the more encouraged the hind daughter is to hold on. Both are never satisfied. So the Word of God uses this lowly creature to set the stage for four other things that are never satisfied. The grave, like the leech, is never full. Have you ever seen a no-vacancy sign at the cemetery? There is always room in the grave. No reservations are necessary. The grave that is used in this proverb is the word for Sheol or Hades, the world of the dead. Sheol is never satisfied nor full. Sheol never says it is enough. There is no refuge in thinking that the grave will be too full for you. There is no comfort in thinking all the space will be used up. Like the holding daughter of the horse leech, sin has a hold on all who know not God. Like the sucking daughter of the horse leech, the grave will grab those who have had all life drawn out of them. The grave is the daughter of the horse leech. And the barren womb is never satisfied. It can only be satisfied by a babe, but it is barren. It will never be satisfied except by a baby, but a baby cannot come from a barren womb. It is impossible to satisfy a barren womb because only that which causes it not to be barren will satisfy it. The dissatisfaction of a woman with a barren womb can put a hold on her and can draw the life out of her like the daughters of the horse leech. A barren womb is a daughter of the horse leech. We are also told the earth that is not filled with water is not satisfied. A dry and parched earth, never filled to its satisfaction, is always thirsty. Even when wet with water, it soon dries and cracks, its appetite crying out for more. Refreshment of the earth is but for a moment, and soon it lusts for a fresh supply of rain. The earth is a daughter of the horse leech, as it sucks the water from heaven into its bowels, and soon cries, "Give, give me more." Fire, devouring all that it takes hold of, is the greedy destroyer with no pity. It consumes all fuel that its fingers of fire stretch to, burning everything in its path. Its lust is insatiable, ever reaching out for fuel. It is unceasing, unsatisfied, never saying it is enough. Lust never does. God has provided these examples, showing us a picture of lust. Lust of the flesh, like that of the leech, is never satisfied. Lust is like the grave that continually opens its mouth to suck its victims into its abyss. Lust is like the barren womb that is never satisfied with a child. Lust is like the earth that sucks up the water and cries out, "Give, give," unending supplies of water. Lust is like the fire that greedily consumes any fuel in its way and is never filled. Lust also has two daughters. The daughters of human lust put an unyielding hold on the sinner, and its hold is never released as it draws the life from the sinner. Lust, ever drawing life from the sinner with a gluttonous appetite, is never satisfied. Each lust provokes another and is always saying, "Give, give," but never saying it is enough. Lust never releases the sinner because of satisfaction, but continually demands more from the sinner to feed the flame. But God is to be praised. He is able to give liberty to escape the lust of the flesh, to be free from the leeching power of sin and the unconsuming fires of hell. And with Paul you can say, "I have found in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." Philippians 4:11. As with the lust of the leech, neither the lust of the flesh nor the lust of the eye ever bring satisfaction. Only in Christ can one be satisfied.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.